Hey, what's up? It's Brendo Man here, and I apologize that we didn't get an episode recorded this weekend. It was a holiday weekend. Things are a little crazy. Phil was busy. We were going to record Sunday night, but I was not feeling well, and we're going to be back on Friday with an awesome episode. We'll be recording live Friday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Special guest, Josh Anderson from the Pillage Cast and Extra Damage. So that should be fun. He'll be giving Phil a hard time. We'll be talking video games, books, music, all that stuff. And don't forget, click the Amazon banner at RadioBrendo.com on that right-hand side. Go to Stitcher. Click on the Stitcher link at RadioBrendo.com and all that other stuff. We will see you next time. This is a classic episode. If you're not familiar with our classic episodes, I've got the Radio Brendo Man Vault. And every once in a while, we unlock it and see what it has. This episode, it's, we're starting to shape up in the Radio Brendo Man world. You have to remember, I'm recording these out of my apartment in Harbin, China. Well, this one was from November 30th, 2004. And it was freezing cold outside, and I think I mentioned that a few times. And I was teaching English and hanging out, watching movies, watching pirated DVDs. And I think this episode I discovered a CD store. So I talked about some of the CDs I bought there. And then we also get a segment from my friend Brian, a.k.a. Gringo. And he talks about some movies and music. And hopefully, I really want to have Brian on the show sometime. Because it'd be really awesome. And he's a good dude. And so hopefully once sometime Phil and I will have him on the show, 10 years later. Which is crazy. Not quite 10 years, but these are almost 10 years old, which is a trip. Anyways, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this one. If you have any comments, questions, anything, brendoman@gmail.com, or click the contact link at radiobrendo.com. One quick thing, some of the URLs that we mentioned in this episode probably don't go anywhere anymore. I know there's mention of a wiki probably, and our old URL, radiobrendoman.com, which got stolen from out from under us. Don't forget the URL now is radiobrendo.com. One of these days, maybe we'll get it back. Who knows? All right. Well, I hope you enjoy. Take it easy, everybody. And we'll see you next time, with Josh Anderson. That'll be next week. Take it easy. everybody, to the Radio Brendo Man podcast for Tuesday, November 30th, 2004. We are coming to you live from Harbin, China. I am Brendan Creasy for RadioBrendoMan.com. Got some good stuff on the show today. I'll be talking about movies, TV, and the music I've been listening to lately. We got a segment from Gringo. And we got a song from a band called Chin Up, Chin Up, which I happened to see in concert last year. First off, you can find the show notes for today at our wiki, which is at brendoman.com/wiki. But remember, it's password protected because there's stupid freaking spammer hacker idiots out there. And I had to password protect it. And the username and password is brendoman. BrendoMan. If you forget that link I gave you, just go to the RadioBrendoMan.com website and click on show notes. It'll take you straight to the show notes section of the wiki. And you can check out all the links there, contribute whatever you want, do whatever. Just don't spam us and be an idiot and delete random pages, because I'll just put them right back up and we'll laugh at you severely. Speaking of borked things, in case you didn't notice, if you are a visitor of the brendoman.com blog, you notice that you cannot comment and it hasn't been updated in a while, and that's because somehow we got locked out of our movable type directory. I don't know if it's a hack or if our web server did that, but it, when you try to go there, it says it's unavailable and there's a 403 error because of web configuration. And so I FTP'd in and tried to change the permissions on the folder, and it says permission denied. So I don't know what the heck's going on. I'm trying to talk to my web host about it, but it's hard when you can't call them because you're freaking on the other side of the world. And so I'm emailing, posting in forums. Haven't heard anything yet, but of course it's just now getting to be daytime over on their end of the earth. And so hopefully you'll hear something in the next 24 hours. And friendoman.com will be back up. There's some interesting stuff on the blog, though. I recommend you check that out. Frequently posted by many people, not just myself. What else is going on? Some movies I've been watching lately. I haven't been watching a lot of movies. Well, I watched some movies with my students the last couple weeks. I watched Groundhog Day, which is always a wonderful movie for me, and I really love. And I watched 12 Monkeys last night with my students, and I don't think they really understood it, but they really did like it. They laughed a lot at Brad Pitt's part, which is always enjoyable. I really love, I love Brad Pitt's part in 12 Monkeys. It's pretty hilarious. I think 12 Monkeys is an awesome movie. Terry Gilliam is one of my favorite directors. Excellent flick. I've seen it many times, and I just wanted to show it to my students, something different, because they tend to watch like romantic comedies and action movies. So I wanted to give them a taste of something different, and I think they enjoyed it. They didn't really understand a whole lot of it, but I mean, they could understand, I don't know, it's when you're learning English, and it's really hard to like understand like deeper concepts for them, like in English. So I was thinking of turning on the Chinese subtitles, but then I didn't, and I think they got the gist of the movie. I don't know. But it was fun hanging out with students. Movies are a great way to break the ice. The last few weeks I've been watching a whole lot of Buffy. Luis talked about Buffy for like 2 years, and I just kind of ignored it. And my friends, some other friends, and then I have a friend here who's like all about the Buffy. And finally, you know, when DVDs are super butt cheap here, I figured, why not? I finished The Sopranos, I finished Six Feet Under. Well, the ones that are available, you know, I'm just waiting for them to crank out new ones. And so I got time on my hands, so why not start watching a new show? And I just kicked myself in the butt that I didn't get into Buffy sooner, because when I was at Comic-Con in San Diego in 98, I could have met the whole cast, including Sarah Michelle Gellar. But at the time, I was like, I don't give a rip about that show. Why should I go wait in line and meet those folks? Man, I could have had my picture taken with Allison Hannigan and Sarah Michelle Gellar. I'm an idiot. But I did get a, yeah,
I did get a Katie Holmes poster. That was cool. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a really great show. I'm really getting into it. Luis says it goes downhill in the fourth season, and I guess I'll find out for myself. But I really like the show. I was finally able to get the rest of the first set of season two that I bought was missing 10 episodes, and I was able to get a full set today, and I'm finishing watching the second season. I've got the third season. I'm also watching Star Trek Next Generation, and because, like I said, DVDs are cheap here, and in the States, Star Trek Next Generation DVDs are ridiculously expensive. And I also have been watching Band of Brothers. I've heard about it forever. My brother loved it, and then lately Luis watched it and really recommended it, so I finally got out. And, well, I'd already bought it, I just hadn't really, it's been sitting on my shelf, and so I watched it. I've watched three episodes, so I have quite a few more to go, and it's excellent. I really recommend you to watch it. It's not just like a rehash of Saving Private Ryan, it's a totally different perspective on it, and it goes beyond D-Day and other things, and it's a lot more personal. I mean, it's really cool how they, at the beginning of the show, sometimes, or at the end, you see, like, the actual guys that are in the show, like, the actual guys, they're real people, and it's real stories, and this really happened, and you hear the people talking, and some of them get quite emotional, and it's really interesting. So I would recommend Band of Brothers if you haven't checked that out. Luis was telling, said on the podcast there recently, well, they are showing it on the History Channel, so check that out if you have a chance. Highly recommend it. Movies, not much else. It was really interesting that they showed Vertigo, and they had a scene, I was talking about Vertigo earlier, and they had a whole section of Vertigo, in 12 Monkeys, and kind of the correlation where, he knows he's seen, Madeline Stowe's character before, but he's not sure where, and that's kind of like Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak, and then, like, it's really interesting. And something I was wondering about 12 Monkeys, and I don't know if you have any ideas about this, but, like, they say, like, they're too late, and they can't really stop that guy, but then the scientist is sitting next to him at the end. I'm sorry, I hope I don't spoil this for anybody, but this is just, I'm confused. Like, if they knew it was the scientist dude, couldn't they just send another dude, like, back in time, like, way back in time when that dude was, like, a kid? The evil scientist guy, and just kill him, and then, like, then the world would never, like, that would, like, reset, well, that would drastically change time, and who knows what would happen. But, so, instead of, like, trying to find a cure for the disease, why don't they just prevent it from ever happening and, like, kill that guy? But then maybe we'd kill ourselves some other way, and we'd wake up, and it'd be a totally alternate future that they couldn't fix? I don't know. Time travel movies always have flaws like that, but I don't even know if that's a flaw. Does that make sense? Has anybody seen this movie and knows what I'm talking about? I'd love to hear your thoughts. So I'm starting to ramble. Music. I have a friend that's been getting me into some hip-hop lately. Yeah. I was talking earlier on the blog about the Kleptones' night at the Hip-Hopera, and maybe next show I'll play some of that. It's really cool. But I'm getting into... I really like the new Eminem, I'll admit it. I actually have been listening to the new Eminem more than I've been listening to the new U2. And not that the new U2 is bad or anything, I really like it, but some of the songs on the new Eminem are just really, I don't know, really interesting. And, but he also, I'm looking at the CDs for the Gorillaz and Deltron 3030, and, I guess it's Deltron, because he did some work with the Gorillaz, and, it's really interesting hip-hop that I really like. I used to classify, like, all hip-hop as, like, gangster rap, which it's not. It's some very interesting stuff. Have you ever seen the movie Scratch? I know Gringo and I saw that, a few years ago, and that kind of opened me up to some stuff, and so I'm kind of exploring that genre a little bit more, and it's pretty cool. There's some good stuff in there. And, I also was listening to some, this isn't really hip-hop, but Renee also gave me a CD from it's a guy called Vast, and, It's kind of like got acoustic guitars and some other stuff, and really interesting. I keep saying interesting. I mean, that's like a such a strange word. It doesn't really mean anything. But Vast, I'd highly recommend. They're pretty good. And then Chibo Mato. I've heard a lot about them before, and they're these two really pretty Asian girls, and Sean Lennon was the guitarist for them on their first album. You can actually see them in an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the first episode of season 2, when Sean Lennon's on there. And it's kind of hip-hoppy, kind of dance, slow and fast, and they sing, all their songs are about food. And he's these two Japanese gals. It's interesting stuff. I keep saying, there you go, with interesting again. I need to find a different word. I don't know, because like a while ago I was saying like everybody was my hero, and that's lame too. But, so those are kind of some of the things I'm listening to right now. Kind of expanding my horizons. But I'm still listening to a lot of stuff, just my regular stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Radiohead, because CDs are cheap here also, in addition to DVDs. And I found like this EP that's like $50 on Amazon called Comlag, and I bought it here. It's like a Japanese one, and it's got a bunch of like remixes and songs I never heard and some live stuff, and it's amazing. And I also replaced my copy of Amnesiac and finally bought a copy of Hail to the Thief, and I'm enjoying all of those a lot. I think Amnesiac's highly underrated. I like it a lot. I saw Radiohead in concert in May with Jerry at Coachella. They're freaking amazing. Tom York, man, the guy's crazy. And they were like, Tom York like was sick, and he just went nuts. I mean, they'd been talking. I'd heard rumors like they were gonna cancel because they had to cancel shows before that. And Tom York got out there, and you couldn't even tell anything was wrong with the guy. It was amazing. They're an amazing band, and I really like them. And also, the new U2 is really good. It's growing on me the more I listen to it. It's just not quite what I expected. It definitely does have more of the edge on it, and I dig that because I really like the edge. I just would love to hear, like, more edge vocals, because I think the edge has a really good voice. And if you've ever listened to, like, some of the tracks on Zooropa, like Lemon, or and then like on I'm sorry, I'm totally losing my brain here. Oh, like on Rattle and Hum, like Van Diemen's Land, like that's Edge, like just being awesome, and I really like the Edge. So there is a little bit more edge on How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, but not quite what I was expecting. But it's still really interesting, and it's still even more evolving from All You Can't Leave Behind, which is kind of the distinguishing thing about U2, is just their ability to just kind of keep changing with the times, but not just totally, like, changing for the sake of changing. Like, they're just able to just continue to keep themselves fresh, but still kind of keep a grasp of their what they're about and their old sounds, but just making it new again. You know, it's not like a rehash. And I really dig that. It's just, yeah. Okay, so I hope that made sense. Okay, so now we are going to cut to, a song, since we're talking about music, and this is a band called Chin Up Chin Up. I found this song at, what's it called? Indie Workshop. If you go to indieworkshop.com, they got a downloads page, and these are independent bands. And I saw Chin Up Chin Up with a band called the Appleseed Cast, which are also very good, at a place called Mojo's in Columbia, Missouri. Only time I've ever been there. It's owned by the same people as the Blue Note, and it's kind of a smaller, much more smaller, intimate setting. And you sit at tables, they have food and things like that. And it was a really great show. Saw it with Hodges and some other folks. And the Appleseed Cast, Chin Up Chin Up, the thing I like most about them was they're very energetic in their band. You could tell they'd played a lot together, and they just had a lot of energy. So here is Chin Up Chin Up. Okay, that was Chin Up with Collide the Tide. Okay, now we're going to have a segment from Gringo. You can check out Gringo's blog at whoisgringo.brendoman.com. Take it away, man.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
RadioBrendoman.com. Okay, hey guys, this is Gringo from RadioBrendoman.com. I just want to add in my little tidbit for the week. Missed out on the last couple of radio shows, unfortunately. Things kind of get busy, and I got lost in the days on the schedule, but, you know, oh well. So without further ado, I'll just jump into what I wanted to talk about. First, into movies. I wanted to talk about 6 Feet Under. Brendan had recommended this. Props to Brendan. And man, it's a hilarious show. It's a series put on by HBO, I guess, for the last couple of years, and I haven't paid any attention. And it's funny as heck. It's witty. It's intelligent. It's hilarious. Essentially, it's about a family of morticians. The father gets killed in an accident, and it's about the family taking over and pretty much all the drama that ensues from there. So if you ever get the time, definitely see that. I thought it was hilarious. I couldn't get enough of it. I mean, some of the things just really kind of surprised me. What was said, what was done, and it kind of gets you thinking about death too, in some ways, and life in general, and definitely worthwhile. I was impressed. I was very impressed. And other things in music, I just bought 2 CDs recently. One was the Thicker Than Water soundtrack, which is to a soundtrack to a film called Thicker Than Water, obviously. That's directed and produced by Jack Johnson, who is a musician and also a professional surfer. It's awesome. It's really good. Wish I could play it for you, but I'm kind of on this Oingo Boingo kick right now. Hence the music in the background. Definitely, if you can watch that documentary. Well, it's not really a documentary. It's just a film. A couple of guys surfing and things. It's really interesting, and the music is great. It came out last year. Actually, it took a couple of years for the soundtrack to come out. I was kind of disappointed when I first bought the film, and there was no soundtrack to it yet. There's a couple other films out there directed by Jack Johnson, September Sessions, and that has an awesome soundtrack. Good stuff, good stuff. Another musician that I'd like to recommend is called Donovan Frankenritter. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his name. He's a surfer also, but he just produced a CD earlier this year, and it's on the same record company, Brushfire Records, which is what Jack Johnson does his music on, and it's pretty good. I'm impressed. It's just good acoustical rock, kind of alternative, loungy, laid-back, very relaxed music. It's good stuff. Really enjoy it. Really enjoy it. Onward to the news. I certainly hope that you've been keeping up with the Ukraine lately. The opposition party has basically risen and told the sitting president, or the president that just swore himself in earlier this week. That was really strange. He picked up the Bible and swore himself in. I thought that was interesting. But the opposition party has accused the sitting party of massive voter fraud. Now, if you look, there's only about a 3% difference within voting. The thing when the sitting party was 49.5%, and the others like 46%. So it's fairly close, just as close as it was here. I know some were a little doubtful about that. I kind of questioned that, but Canada was the first country to step up to the plate and question what was going on. So I guess on the topic of voting and voting rights, like I said, I think that's our next big hurdle with the United States. It's interesting to see another country kind of go through the same growing pains that we are of voter fraud and just ballot access problems. There are difficulties. And likewise, I don't know if you've noticed in our news, the GAO has gone ahead and they're going to investigate the voting irregularities in Florida and Ohio. All the voting irregularities are with the electronic, with the e-voting machines, ironically, which I have a very big problem with. I think there needs to be simple receipts. There needs to be some sort of paper trail. Nothing complicated, but apparently it is. And I find it sad and kind of maddening. But oh well, hey, you know, that's the news. Let's keep up on these voting irregularities in the Ukraine, and hope you guys have a good week, and I'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gringo. I'm really glad you're enjoying 6 Feet Under. I am eagerly looking forward to the third season DVD. Luis says it goes downhill from there, but I'm waiting to see what happens. I'll have to check it out for myself. But I don't know when the third season DVD is going to come out. Until then, I'll have to wait. So, that's going to do it for our show today. Our next show will be on Friday. Friday. And it will be December. Holy crap. Just so you know, there is a big chance the podcast will be going on hiatus because I'll be on vacation all over the place, and I don't know what my internet access is going to be like. I'll try and do it, but I can guarantee you it won't be every 3 days. So starting in January until the middle of February or end of February, we'll be going to an irregular schedule because I'll be in Xi'an, which is where the terracotta soldiers are. Then I'll be visiting my friend Curtis in Hong Kong. And then I'll be in Thailand for about 3 weeks. So, yeah, I'll be in the sun away from the cold that is Harbin. Thankfully, I got some packages from my mom and my grandma. And I got winter coats, long underwear, and the things I need because it was starting to get a little chilly. But now I was nice and toasty today, and it was about 10 degrees outside, 10, 18 degrees. I think it was 18, maybe 12. I don't know, it was cold. But I was toasty. So thanks to Mom and Grandma for that stuff. And if you'd like to send me a package, you can email me at brendoman@gmail.com, and I will give you my address. But yeah, also send in your audio segments. Anything you want to get put on the show, get heard, get your voice out, brendoman@gmail.com. You can also check out our blog, even though it's borked right now, at brendoman.com. The podcast blog is at radiobrendoman.com. And that one is working just fine. Post your comments, do whatever. And we hope you have a good day. Take care, everybody. And I'll see you on Friday.